Good evening. Try to make this quick. Took a big topic, gonna condense it into 5 minutes if possible. Please turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. If I can get there myself, Romans 10. We will begin in verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how then, and this is the important part here, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Here's the kicker. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is directed to be an invitation, but also an admonition to those who stand before us. I have seen this as a pattern most places I have attended in my time. Not much of the word of God is preached. But it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, what do I mean? Well, it kind of seems to me that Kyle Chambly and I, we have a kind of a reciprocity going on here. I inspire him, he inspires me for sermons. Well, he is not necessarily an unexperienced person with the word of God, but as a relatively new Christian, he desires to come before us and lay out the word of God. He teaches from the word of God. He has at least one passage for every point he makes. Every point. This is important. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. 'But what is preached here? Preach the word. I might make known right here, as well as in Romans chapter 10, is to herald. To herald. Okay? It says, preach, herald the word. Who does that? Anybody that heralds the word. That is anybody who stands up here. Anybody who stands anywhere and preaches or heralds the word of God. It says, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Convince, rebuke, exhort. That will come into play when we look at some scriptures later. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Let's look at verse 24 beginning. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in all my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. How far am I going? Okay. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, for the sake of time, I'll skip reading the next verses, but you can look at them and everybody should be familiar with them. 2 Peter 1, verses 20 through 21 says that Scripture is not of ourselves or our opinion. It is from God and infers that it can be understood. Now, if we are not preaching the Word when we stand up here and speak, we are essentially, in effect, for all intents and purposes, preaching our opinion. Opinion saves nobody. The Word of God does. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Word of God convicts, not opinion. We must have the Word of God. The words we say must be backed up by the Word of God. Having said that, I am willing, and any of the men here are willing to preach to you Jesus as was preached in every instance of conversion in the book of Acts. And I can show you that, not just saying that. If you have not obeyed or believed or even heard, we pray that you come, that we may be able to search God's word together, that you may believe. Because we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. We are to repent of our past ways. Acts 17 verse 30. We are to confess that Christ is, that God is, and that He is our Savior. Romans 10 verse 10. We are to be baptized because this is how we receive the newness of life. Romans 6, verses 3 through 4. And a longer passage, which I will refrain from, is that we are to remain faithful. We are to remain faithful and remain faithful in His Word. Romans 6, verses 6 through 13. That is the invitation I have for you this evening. I do pray that it was kept in time. But when we preach, we must be preaching the Word of God, not our own opinions. It must be full of God's Word, for that is what convicts. If we can help you in any way, we pray that you come while we stand and while we sing.